Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
True North Stores beverage clubs just got bigger. Buy 6 Celsius Pure Leaf Tea, Starbucks Energy, or Pepsi 1-liter flavors and get the 7th free. Whether you're craving an energy boost or just something to quench your thirst, we've got a drink for you. As a True Rewards member, sip and save with our clubs when you buy 6 and get the 7th free. Download now from your favorite app store for more details. True North Convenience Stores and True Rewards. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hey everyone, I'm Josh Radner, and I am so excited to tell you about How We Made Your Mother, a rewatch podcast looking back at How I Met Your Mother. And I'm here with Craig Thomas, who co-created the show along with Carter Bays. Hi, Craig.
Hey, Josh. Somehow it has been 20 years since the show premiered. I'm going to check the math on that. 10 years since it went off the air, and we thought that made this a perfect time to look back, see what the hell we did, and why the show still seems to resonate with fans around the world today.
Follow and listen to How We Made Your Mother wherever you get your podcasts.
Leeson's in Vermilion. She is the first contestant of the week on Star 102, Cleveland's feel-good favorites for Trump Tui. Hey, Lisa, how are you?
Good. How are you?
Oh, great. Monday morning in snow, but we're getting through it together.
Yes.
Yes, we are. Well, we're glad you're going to play this round of Trump Tui, so ask Jen to leave the room, and that will start the game.
Jen, can you please leave the room?
I'm leaving the room. Good luck to you, Lisa.
All right. She's leaving the room. Producer Stevie is in studio with me. As you know, she's keeping track of the score. We're going to ask you 5 questions. All right. That was a gentle door shut.
Sure was. Usually it's a slam.
How did she even do that? I know. Normally it slams. So she's in the hallway. As you know, she does not participate or listen to this part of the game. It is not for her. It is about you answering 5 questions within the time limit and before the buzzer. When you are done, we'll play a quick song so we can go in the hallway, grab Jen, bring her back into the studio, and ask her the same 5 questions. If you answer more correctly, then you win that limited edition I Trump Tui t-shirt. All right, let's get to it. Question number 1. Zendaya and Tom Holland are sparking marriage rumors after she was spotted wearing there was a simple gold band on her left ring finger instead of that engagement ring that she's been wearing. The actress debuted her diamond ring at the Golden Globes last year. Now, which 2 of those actors, Zendaya or Tom Holland, portrayed the role of Spider-Man?
Tom Holland.
Question number 2. Reality star Snooki revealed that she's been diagnosed with stage 1 cervical cancer. Now, she shared this news on TikTok saying that her prognosis is good, so we're all happy about that. Now, Snooki is probably best known for her role on which reality show that began to air in 2009?
Jersey Shore.
2009.
Great show.
Question number 3.
Probably was too young to be watching it, maybe.
Yeah, you were 2009 watching that in T County.
Was.
Proud of you right now. Question number 3. Taylor Swift's The Life of a Showgirl has been crowned the biggest selling global album of 2025. The record also dominated in the U.S., earning 4 million equivalent album units in its opening week. Now that surpassed the previous benchmark set by which Adele album featuring her song Hello. So I'm looking for the album name. All right, let's go with 20. Question number 4. Barry Manilow postponing the first batch of his 2026 arena tour as he continues treatment for lung cancer. What are Barry Manilow fans called? Once again, what are Barry Manilow fans called? I mean, even Will and Grace had an episode with this word as the title.
Oh, man. Manilonians?
I like that a lot. You definitely listen to the Jen and Tim show coming up with that in 8 seconds. That was very nice. Mandalonians. Question number 5. I love that guess so much. I really do. We'll see if it's correct as we move to question number 5. Now, during a town hall alongside Matthew McConaughey, Timothy Chalamet reflected on his earlier career and he called Christopher Nolan his favorite director to this day. Which 2004 epic sci-fi film did they work on together? Once again, talking about Timothy Chalamet and Christopher Nolan. I'm looking for that 2014 movie title.
Dune.
All right, let's go with that. We're going to see how you hit on those 5 questions. And then Jen answers those same 5 questions in 3 minutes. Continue around to Trump Tui on Star 102, Cleveland's feel-good favorites. Lisa's in Vermilion. She answered 5 questions a minute ago. How did she do?
Lisa got 2.
There you go.
Good job, Lisa.
2. Correct today. Trying to win that limited edition iTrump 2E t-shirt. Now, we're going to ask Jen the same five questions, beginning with question number one. Zendaya and Tom Holland, they're sparking marriage rumors after she was spotted wearing a simple gold band on her left finger instead of that engagement ring that she has been wearing. The actress debuted that diamond ring at the Golden Globes last year. Which of those two actors, Zendaya or Tom Holland, portrayed the role of Spider-Man?
That would be Tom Holland.
Of course it is. As we move to question number two, reality star Snooki revealed she's been diagnosed with stage one cervical cancer. She shared this news on TikTok and fortunately saying that her prognosis is good. Snooki is probably best known for her role on which reality show that began airing in 2009?
Jersey Shore.
Wow. Steve was watching it when she was three.
Yeah, I watched the show from the start, and it feels like I was probably too young.
D County watching that Jersey Shore on the couch.
Sure like it.
Hanging out.
Sure were.
Cows and horses going by.
Did that happen?
In some parts.
There you go!
All right. Just checking.
Not at my house.
Oh, not your house. Okay.
My sister's right. House.
I love that.
Cows in the backyard.
There you go. Cows in the backyard. We play them next. Question number three. Taylor Swift's The Life of a Showgirl has been crowned the biggest selling global album of 2025. The record also dominated the U.S., earning 4 million equivalent album units in its opening week, surpassing the previous benchmark set by which Adele album that featured her song Hello.
20-something. 25.
It is 20-something, and it is 25. You're right, because the album names are all kind of there together.
Very numerical.
Question number four. Barry Manilow is postponing his first batch of his 2026 arena tour as he continues treatment for lung cancer. What are Barry Manilow fans called? I mean, even Will and Grace had an episode with this word as the title.
Manilows.
I don't know. Lisa didn't know, but her guess was awesome. Do you remember what your guess was, Lisa? Manilonians. I mean, for a guess,
that is really
in
good.
7 or 8 seconds,
yes.
Manilonians.
That's very good.
I mean,
we need to change the fan.
We really do. That was great. As we move to question number five, during a town hall alongside Matthew McConaughey, Timothy Chalamet reflected on his early career and called Christopher Nolan his favorite director to this day. Which 2014 epic sci-fi film did they both work on together?
Dune.
Interstellar was the name of that.
Interstellar.
Interstellar. Final totals there, Stevie.
Lisa 2, Jen 4.
I'm sorry. I think I've guessed Dune a lot lately. Like my new Brad Peterson.
Is that the Timothy Chalamet go-to, or is just in general?
Like, sci-fi, I'm just like, oh, it's Dune. I don't know.
It's bound to hit.
Right. At one point it will.
Yeah. Lisa, thank you for playing the game. We appreciate that. But you know what you need to say.
Hi, my name's Lisa from Vermilion, and I did not trump Tui.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
True North Store's beverage clubs just got bigger. Buy 6 Celsius Pure Leaf Tea, Starbucks Energy, or Pepsi 1-liter flavors and get the 7th free. Whether you are craving an energy boost or just something to quench your thirst, we've got a drink for you. As a true rewards member, sip and save with our clubs when you buy 6 and get the 7th free. Download now from your favorite app store for more details. True North Convenience Stores and True Rewards. Fast, friendly, clean.
I'm Mark Sullinger, producer and one of the hosts of The Moth Podcast. For nearly 2 decades, The Moth has brought live storytelling to stages around the world and to millions of listeners. These are real people telling true stories from their lives. Stories about a lost family recipe, about working to free a wrongfully convicted man, about realizing you need to leave your May-December romance. Stories that will move you, surprise you, make you laugh. Stories you can't forget. Join us. Follow and listen to The Moth wherever you get your podcasts.
Sid is in Akron, going to play this round of Trump Tui on Star 102, Cleveland's feel-good favorites. Hey, Sid, how are you?
Good, how are you?
Doing well. We're glad you're playing this round of Trump Tui. Whenever you are ready, go ahead and ask Jen to leave the room, and we'll start the game, buddy.
Jen, could you please leave the room?
I sure can. Good luck, Sid.
All right, Sid's going to play this round. We're going to ask you 5 questions. Jen is making her way out of the room, as she always does. All right. That was a soft door shut today.
No, I think they must have worked on it.
They must have. That's great. So she's in the hallway. Producer Stevie, as you can hear, stays with me in the studio. She's keeping track of the score while I'm asking the questions. Just make sure you get your answer in the timed limit before you hear that buzzer. When you're done, we'll grab Jen and bring her back in the studio and see if you can win that limited edition I Trump Tui t-shirt. All right. First of five questions. Question number one. So the USA men's Olympic hockey team scored in overtime to win that gold medal yesterday. They beat Canada 2-1. It's the first U.S. men's hockey gold since the Miracle on Ice back in 1980. True or false question for you, Sid. Team USA's women's hockey also won after beating Canada 2-1 in overtime to win gold this year. Is that true or false?
I think that's true.
All right. Question number two. The Brit Awards are next Saturday, and a train station in Manchester changed its name in a fun display of support for Olivia Dean. The station originally Deansgate changed it to Olivia Deansgate. Well played. Is Olivia Dean over or under the age of 25?
Under.
Let's go with question number three. So the animated sports movie GOAT won the North American box office this weekend, taking in $17 million, more than enough to grab first place. Now, one of the producers for the movie GOAT is this basketball player who wears number 30 on the Golden State Warriors.
Oh, God. Is it Steph Curry?
Boo! Oh, I'm sorry. I just immediately boo when I hear that name. I'm not going to tell you if it's right or wrong. I just have to.
That was an aggressive boo.
I'm sorry. I mean, it's Golden State. It's Cavs fan. We can't like them.
Well, I didn't say I liked him.
No, I know you did, Sid. I'm glad you guessed. And that was a very good guess. I will leave it there. I'm sorry for derailing this with that boo. It just happened.
Sorry for asking that question, Tim.
Question number four. 50 Cent has reportedly joined the cast of the upcoming Netflix comedy The Fifth Wheel, adding even more celeb status to this ensemble cast that's led by Eva Longoria. Now, Netflix previously announced Kim Kardashian, Nikki Glaser, and Brenda Song. Which actor is Brenda Song engaged to?
Macaulay Culkin.
All right, question number five. For Ryan Gosling's new movie, Project Hail Mary, select movie theaters are offering a 130-ounce popcorn bucket modeled after the hero's red space helmet, complete with a flip-top lid when the film lands in theaters on March 20th. What musical film earned Ryan Gosling a Golden Globe Award in which he starred alongside Emma Stone?
La La Land.
All right, Sid. Let's see how you did with those five questions, and then we're going to bring Jen back in after the song. She has to answer those same five questions next. Let's continue with a round of Trump Tui on Star 102, Cleveland's feel-good favorites. Jen Tui's back into the room. Sid is in Akron. He answered five questions a minute ago. How did he do?
Sid got four.
Oh! Four correct.
Good job, Sid.
Very well done. All right. You know how it works now, Sid. We have to ask Jen the same five questions, beginning with question number one. U.S. men's Olympic hockey team scored in overtime to win the gold medal yesterday, beating Canada 2-1. This is the first U.S. men's hockey gold since the Miracle on Ice in 1980. True or false, Team USA's women's hockey also won after beating Canada 2-1 in overtime to win gold this year.
True.
Well, it was actually... Yes, it's true. Question number two. The Brit Awards are next Saturday, and a train station in Manchester changed its name in a fun display of support for Olivia Dean. The train station originally Deansgate changed it to Olivia Deansgate.
Cute!
Is Olivia Dean over or under the age of 25?
I don't know! Under.
She is over.
Over.
26 years old.
It's like barely over.
That's fair. It is barely over.
Yep. Should have asked that. Is she barely,
is she
over?
Barely over or
yes.
under 25?
Stevie.
Please do that tomorrow.
Thank you.
Another one. Yeah. Question number three. And then we have to define what barely is.
Yes.
Is
this
within
a
2-year time frame? That is a lot on you. Question three. The animated sports movie GOAT won the North American box office this weekend. It took in $17 million, more than enough to grab first place. Now, one of the producers for this movie, GOAT, is this basketball player who wears number 30 on the Golden State Warriors.
I don't know. Steph Curry.
Sorry, Sid. Did it again. That would be correct, though. question number four, 50 Cent has reportedly joined the cast of the upcoming Netflix comedy, The Fifth Wheel, adding even more celeb status to the ensemble cast led by Eva Longoria. Netflix previously announced Kim Kardashian and also Nikki Glaser and also Brenda Song. Which actor is Brenda Song engaged to?
Macaulay Culkin.
That would be the case. Move to question number five.
Ben, you got to get this one to tie it up.
Stevie, thank you.
Good luck.
Great reminder.
Question number five. For Ryan Gosling's new movie, Project Hail Mary, select movie theaters are offering a 130-ounce popcorn bucket modeled after the hero's red space helmet. And, oh, yes, got a flip-top lid when the film lands
in theaters. Oh, you're very excited about that.
I just like this newer trend of the popcorn
very
buckets.
Extravagant.
It is. Mm-hmm. It is. So I kind of do like that. It's on March 20th, by the way, it hit theaters. What musical film earned him a Golden Globe Award in which he starred alongside Emma Stone?
La La Land.
Of course, it was La La Land.
I just want to say Project Hail Mary, read the book. It is so flipping good. I cannot wait to see this film.
Just like the lid.
That's why they did
Thank
it.
Thank you, Stevie.
They liked that review. Very
Everyone
well
should go see it. I don't know if the movie's good. I haven't seen
go
it,
with Jen.
But I bet it is.
9:30 in the morning at Crocker or wherever you're going to go.
That's right.
Oh, no, it's going to be, where is it
we'll
at?
We'll do our own
Phoenix?
Little, you know, I like Phoenix at Great Northern.
Yep,
yeah, I do.
With the drippy butter.
That's
All right,
right,
so where are we at right now?
We are tied at four.
All right, Sid, you're tied at four, so we have to get to a tiebreaker question. Closest to the actual number without going over the timer is still involved. I need you to give me your answer before you hear that buzzer. Jen has her pen out. She's ready to write down her answer to make it fair at the exact same time. So when asking question number four with this ensemble cast led by Eva Longoria that made me think of Desperate Housewives.
Don't.
How many years ago was Desperate Housewives launched, or the very first episode of Desperate Housewives hit the air? How many years ago did it first air? Closest to that actual number without going over is the winner. Here is both of your timers.
23.
All right, 23 years ago.
I wrote down 20 years ago.
It was 22.
Barely over.
2004.
Yeah, it's barely over.
Barely over. Barely over. That's going to throw a whole new wrinkle to this game.
The one barely.
I know.
Man.
You were close, Sid. That was a great battle.
Yes, it was.
That was very well done.
Jen.
Yes.
I actually called because I had a goose name.
Oh, give us your goose name real quick. Can you give us your goose names? That'd be great.
Yeah, my goose names are Quack and Quill.
Quack and Quill.
Quack and Quill. I'm writing it down.
We're
going to
write this
it.
Down. There are no bad Thank guesses. You. There are, or excuse me, bad names. We love this. Quack and Quill. All right, Sid, we appreciate the goose names, too, but you know what you need to say, buddy. Well played.
I do. My name is Sid from Akron, and I did not Trump to it.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
True North Store's beverage clubs just got bigger. Buy 6 Celsius Pure Leaf Tea, Starbucks Energy, or Pepsi 1-liter flavors and get the 7th free. Whether you're craving an energy boost or just something to quench your thirst, we've got a drink for you. As a true rewards member, sip and save with our clubs when you buy 6 and get the 7th free. Download now from your favorite app store for more details. True North Convenience Stores and True Rewards. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hey, what's up, flies? This is David Spade.
Dana Carvey.
Look, I know we never actually left, but I'll just say it. We are back with another season of Fly on the Wall.
Every episode, including ones with guests, will now be on video. Every Thursday, you'll hear us and see us chatting with big-name celebrities.
And every Monday, you're stuck with just me and Dana. We react to news, what's trending, viral clips.
Follow and listen to Fly on the Wall everywhere you get your podcasts.